Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether on the other side of the Pacific, the border, or in the bleak suburbs of the independent scene, the dark underbelly of the industry exists everywhere. So with that said, I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 crazy wrestling scandals you've never heard of. Number 10, the Antonio Inoki embezzlement scandal. At Wrestle Kingdom 17, New Japan Pro Wrestling announced that a feature film depicting the life of company founder Antonio Inoki is in pre-production, but there is just not enough time to fit that man's story into just a film. Inoki founded, oversaw, and starred in the biggest puro promotion ever for decades. To grasp the scale of his legacy, he was both Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan at the same damn time. In the early 1980s, New Japan Pro Wrestling was a monster of a success, turning an incredible profit. But Inoki almost tanked the entire company. His side business, a biotechnology company operating under the name Anton Hissel, was floundering. In response, he embezzled and siphoned cash from New Japan's live gates to keep it afloat. The interloping Ishin Gundan stable were incensed. New Japan Pro Wrestling's hottest angle was abandoned, and Inoki stepped down as president, though still performed as a talent. Business plummeted for a few years with the best thing going dead, but Inoki soon found himself back in power, as a result of what many deemed clandestine political machinations. Now I've got a quick question for you. What wrestling figure do you want to see have a movie made about their life? We've already got an Inoki one incoming, but I want to know which one you want to see in the comments section down below. Number 9, the Atsushi Anita threesome. In a less bleak but equally wild story as most of the other entries on this list, FMW founder and top star Atsushi Anita also found himself in a scandal misappropriating funds. Anita was one of the coolest professional wrestlers of all time. He pioneered the exploding barbed wire deathmatch, the most demented badass spectacle in pro wrestling history. He was practically a cult leader with his awesome ability on the mic. Even if he can't understand a single word of Japanese, he would run through a brick wall if he read his bank statement out to you in a raised voice. That's how effective his delivery really was. His look should by rights have stumbled into cliche. He smoked and wore a leather jacket, but he simply pulled it off. There is no cooler sight in pro wrestling history than Onita walking into the lion's den of the Tokyo Dome as an artless garbage wrestling interloper and laughing his ass off as the New Japan fans pelted him with rubbish. Onita also entered the political arena with a similarly brash attitude. This is a man who once had a threesome with a pornographic actress and an employee of the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transportation in accommodations provided by the government. This forced him out of the diet, but in an indirect way. When the New Japan Pro Wrestling crowd told him to get effed, he did precisely that on their dime. Number 8, the Dragon Gate animal abuse controversy. In a phenomenally cruel story, it was revealed in 2009 that a group of wrestlers from the Dragon Gate Dojo had ritually physically abused a monkey kept as a pet mascot. Oh yeah, and just a bit of a content warning here, there is going to be some graphic description of animal abuse. While the official report broken by Mainichi Daily News only confirmed that the abuse included that the monkey was burned with a lighter and sprayed with deodorant, it is also rumored that it was scalded with boiling water and trapped in a box. Yohei was stupid enough to upload footage of the abuse online. This evidence of his sickening, reprehensible behavior behavior enabled justice to be served, at least. He was fired for his role in a systemic abuse case that spanned years, and the monkey was immediately rehomed. Dragon Gate president Takashi Okamura took a self-imposed pay cut as penance. The extent to which wrestlers more known to the audience played a role, the likes of Shingo Takagi and Akira Tozawa, is debated. Shingo shaved his head as an act of contrition, and had himself uploaded a vile blog post in which he forcibly restrained the monkey by the neck after, and how heartbreaking is this, it had attempted to escape. At the very least, Shingo used sickening excessive force and bragged that he had done so. Shima brought the monkey to the dojo, and while he wasn't directly implicated, as the monkey was under his care, he also shaved his head. Number 7, the Io Shirai Drugs Gate. You wouldn't think Nails and Io Shirai, two wrestlers of opposite quality, would have something in common. But they do, in an astonishing story, the details of which have recently resurfaced online. WWE's Io Sky, then working under her old ring name of Io Shirai, was imprisoned for 3 weeks in 2012 after being, as it transpired, falsely accused of smuggling drugs into Japan from Mexico. She did technically smuggle 75 grams of cannabis, but she was an unwitting patsy. Shirai was gifted two paintings alongside then-partner Nasawa by fans. Unbeknownst to her, the drugs were hidden between the painting and the frame. Adamant that she was innocent of any wrongdoing because she was, the fandom did not believe her. She was granted the opportunity to field a press conference, 3 weeks after being held for a crime far more severe on that side of the Pacific, in which she professed her innocence and refused to retire. Shockingly, it was revealed by wrestler Takuya Sugi that it was a quite literal frame job. Sugi disclosed that Masahiro Hayashi, a talent agent with a personal vendetta against Nasawa, had orchestrated the framing to which he agreed in exchange for more work. The confession convinced the police to drop all charges. Thank goodness. Number 6, the Hard Body Harrison 9-count federal indictment. Only old super hardcore fans of WCW will be familiar with the work of Hard Body Harrison, or Hard Body Harris. Trained by the power plant, he was only considered TV ready by those unqualified to make the assessment. As an ex-platoon and motor sergeant, he was tough enough to withstand the pain of his training, which emphasized extreme fitness over technique to an extent that literally sickened most aspiring wrestlers on the first day. Incredible physique, goofy, overly animated selling, Harrison, as recounted on Talk Is Jericho recently, was a quote-unquote character. Hot-headed, he had aspirations of playing a rival for Sting, named Stang, but never made it beyond getting destroyed and flailing about in prelim matches. After tumbling into obscurity, he was indicted in October 2005 for false imprisonment and trafficking women for commercial sex acts, and in November 2007 was found guilty on charges related to imprisoning 8 women as slaves for his own sexual gratification. He represented himself, contending that the women that lived with him were undergoing wrestling training. This was found not to be the case. He raped them, pimped them out, and kept them under his debt for a failure punished by fines to complete mandatory quote-unquote chores. He remains imprisoned himself after being locked up on a life sentence in 2008.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, the Lucha Libre serial killer. Juana Barraza lived an early life of unfathomably bleak torment. Barraza's biological mother, an alcoholic, sold her as a child to a man who raped her while in his care. He gave her 3 cans of beer in exchange. Whether born evil or having lived a life in which goodness as a value was impossible to fathom, Barraza embodied and conducted evil. After a brief career in Lucha Libre, working only the most remote outposts of the scene to very little recognition, Barraza devised a different means of making money. Devious and reprehensible, she targeted elderly women and was suspected to have posed as a government official and preyed on their desperation for welfare. After earning their trust and being allowed entry into their homes, she robbed and bludgeoned or strangled to death an official number of 16. Although estimates put the number in the range of 40, before being sentenced to 759 years in prison in 2008. Number 4, the Mike Levy incident. A bullish Mike Levy grifted the message boards and said he could be a deathmatch star in a bid for notoriety. And he was successful in the most ironic definition of that word imaginable. Promoter Ian Rotten, considered by many who have dealt with him on the independent scene to be worthless, irredeemable scum, flew Levy in to complete the publicity stunt. At IWA Mid-South Queen of the Deathmatches 2008, Levy was booked to work Mickey Knuckles. It was an artless, gruesome match, the clear objective of which was to put him in his place. But a semblance of kayfabe was maintained. As far as a one-sided match and an invitation to a snake pit goes, it was vaguely cooperative. Knuckles gave him something, but being untrained, he was a bit clumsy. In the post-match, the pieces were rearranged in the world's most idiotic game of chess. The trap was set, and Levy was violently assaulted by wrestlers Devon Moore and Tank, who jumped off the top turnbuckle and curb-stomped his face against the ladder with excessive, hell-unrestrained force. Whether in a bid to prove his toughness in experience, or an attempt to emerge from the scene with cachet, Levy continued to sit up. And the beatdown continued regardless, with Rotten as the ringleader. It should be noted that no criminal charges were filed. Number 3, the Lucha Libre brick attack. On November 19th, 2018, in a match against El Cuervo for Lucha Libre Boom, Angel O'Demonio threw a brick against his opponent's head. In what was almost an astonishing and grotesque irony, the incident unfolded in a casket match. The gimmick, of course, was very nearly all too literal. Demonio was interviewed after the fact, and after first blaming the incident on his bad aim, somehow contrived to suggest that Cuervo deserved it. Demonio was indefinitely suspended by the Mexico City Boxing and Wrestling Commission, but he resurfaced on the scene a month later. And because pro wrestling will always remain a disgusting carny racket somewhere or other, Ciudad Juarez's Arena Juarez promoted the show around Demonio's newfound notoriety, literally using a still from the incident when promoting their next show on Facebook. This show wasn't outlawed, the commission just allowed him back. He was blackball for 34 days, but in another strange beat of a complex story, his peers just welcomed him back. The brick became his gimmick. Demonio ultimately died of COVID-19 in 2021. Number 2, the death of Hiromitsu Gonpei. The New Japan Dojo system was once so legendarily barbaric that Chris Benoit despised training there. According to the book Ring of Hell, from details imparted by graduate Osamu Nishimura, sessions began at 10 a.m. after a crack of dawn wake-up call, followed by a daily deep clean of the facility with 1,000 Hindu squats. Trainers battered the legs of students with bamboo swords as the agony coursed through their muscles. 500 push-ups followed. At the merest hint of selling the pain, a student was ordered to increase the regimen on the spot. If an exercise was not carried out perfectly, a physical assault followed. Verbal abuse of a repugnant stripe was doled out frequently in order to weed out the uncommitted. Following a workout that would hobble all but the most determined after less than 1 hour, students in the early phase of their training were told to bump and bump and bump until their urine turned red with blood. It was under these abhorrent conditions that Hiromitsu Gonpei died. After being subjected to the usual sadistic daily routine, the dojo, per an anonymous source of Ring of Hell author Matthew Randazzo's, was visited by then New Japan Pro Wrestling booker Riki Choshu. Knowing that a poor inspection would reflect poorly on the trainers, who were intent on proving they were up to the task, the brutal training regimen was restarted. In full. Gonpei was too physically exhausted to reach the standard expected of the dojo, and was punished by inadvertently being suplexed to death by Kensuke Sasaki. Allegedly, it was all covered up. Number 1, the WWE development scandals, various. The contrast between WWE's glamorous big stage and the feeder system over which it presided for years and years is staggering. As WWE operated an enormous monopoly prior to the launch of NXT and after an experimental soft launch in Memphis, WWE formalized its talent development operations in Ohio Valley Wrestling. Full-blown scandals swamped both the Deep South Wrestling and Florida Championship Wrestling feeder groups deeper into the 2000s. Deep South was literally shuttered overnight in a clandestine operation when it emerged that owner Jody Hamilton lied about putting on house shows and effectively left the operation in a state of neglect. Former WWE referee Nick Patrick claims that Jody arrived on the scene armed with a gun to ensure that none of his personal property was taken when WWE backed up the trucks. Before WWE got wise to it all, Luke Gallows once gave a quote-unquote stink face to both Zack Ryder and Melissa Coates, with only a jelly donut separating their faces from his bare ass, to get out of training that was considered power plant level intense. FCW, meanwhile, did book house shows, but in bars a lot of the time, and a major party culture developed as a result, with mercifully zero lethal consequences. The multiple DUI arrests of the FCW roster could have ended tragically. Did you enjoy this crazy wrestling scandals you've never heard of video? Well, check out these other 10 wrestling scandals you've probably never heard of here. Bye-bye!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.